Tigers and Orioles working overtime at Comerica Park. The Tigers down 7-4, bottom seven, but the Sacks are packed for J.D. Martinez.
The 3-1, swinging a fly ball right center field. This one's deep. It's got a chance. Gone! He sets the 1-0, swinging a fly ball right field, playable, going back J.D. No, he's looking up, and it's gone, a home run. My goodness. Mark Trumbo just hit a line drive that kept going. 12th inning, 8-8 game. 14 hits for the Orioles, 12 for the Tigers. Fly ball, deep left center. This one's way back in left center and gone, a home run. Chris Davis into the visiting bullpen in the deepest part of left center field, and the Orioles, on the strength of another home run, take the lead 9-8. On the way, swinging to the line drive, softly into center. It's going to drop for a base hit. Romine around third. We're tied at 11 in the 12th. Alex Avila delivers. The 1-0.
Oh.
High fly ball right field.
Yikes.
Wow. Way back in right center and gone.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Chris Davis with his second home run in as many innings. An absolute no-doubter to right center field.
The O's win a 13-inning slugfest, 13-11 the final. Chris Davis, the second player ever with two home runs in the 12th inning or later of a game. The Tigers lose for the first time since May of 2014 when scoring double-digit runs. The Tigers had not lost a game in nearly 4 years when scoring double-digit runs, but that streak came to an end on Tuesday as Detroit fell to Baltimore in 13 innings by a 13-11 score. Here is Detroit skipper Brad Ausmus.
Well, he did. You know, he's right up there with JD. We don't even have an opportunity to win the game if he doesn't pitch the way he does for as long as he does.
What did you see from Matt Boyd tonight? Obviously, a lot of loud contact and a lot of balls that travel pretty far.
Yeah, he looked out of sorts from the get-go. I shouldn't say from the get-go. From the second inning on, he seemed out of whack mechanically. He didn't seem to be locating. He was dropping his arm. He was slowing down on the changeup. He just seemed out of sync.
This kind of game obviously got to be tough. To kind of highlights that you guys have two guys in your pen that are kind of trying to figure stuff out. I mean, one of them obviously didn't pitch today, but the other one, K-Rod.
Well, it can happen to anyone. I mean, Blaine Hardy's been pitching very well for us, and he gave up three runs. So it's not K-Rod or Sanchi. I know you like to point fingers and blame people, but that's not how it works here. We're a team. And, even before K-Rod got in there, they had the lead, and we fought back and tied it.
No, I'm not pointing fingers or blaming anybody.
Yes, you are.
No, but.
You always do. That's what you do.
I do sometimes, but if you look at the way your bullpen is set up, I mean, two guys that have struggled, it's very difficult to.
Everyone has you know, no bullpen is perfect. Do you think the Baltimore Orioles bullpen is perfect?
No.
They also gave up the lead when they had three run. They also gave up a three run lead. So, there's no perfect bullpen out there. There's some that are perform better than others. There's some that have a little more talent than others. But there's no perfect bullpen. Nobody's perfect. There's no bullpen with a zero ERA. That's just not how it works.
With Justin Wilson there, you got to be feeling pretty good about it. One out away, and then to see him give up the lead, that had to be kind of a punch to the gut, just given how hard you guys have had to fight to get back into it.
Yeah, we did fight and get back, and he got the first three or four outs pretty easy, and Trumbo really got a ball probably a little bit up out of the zone and punched it out to right field. I mean, guy led the league in home runs, so he's obviously got power. And up to that point, really, Wilson looked strong.
Any idea of the state of your bullpen for tomorrow?
Yeah, we should be all right. You know, Chad Bell's the one guy who can't throw tomorrow, so we should be fine.
Matt Boyd had a performance he is eager to put behind him right away, giving up seven runs in less than three innings on Tuesday as he discussed his outing following the Tigers' 13-11, 13-inning loss to Baltimore.
Just that inning, you know, could have been better with two strikes. Let a few counts get away from me and you know, just need to make some adjustments, I guess, a little faster. But yeah.
How did you feel going out there tonight? Any indication that something like that was on the horizon?
Not at all. I felt real good going out there tonight. You know, I just didn't make a few pitches when I needed to, and it just snowballed on me. But, you know, that being said, I know what I need to do. And, you know, getting ready for the next time I get out there.
What can you say about the job that Chad Bell did coming in to give the team a chance to come back like they did?
He did a great job. All the guys after, you know, that came in and threw did a really good job. And, you know, honestly, our whole team did a great job today. We fought back. We battled. We were resilient. You know, we were in it to we played a good game as a team. And, you know, the whole bullpen did a great job picking me up.
Yeah, to see the team fight back not once but multiple times in that game, what's it like just to watch the guys, some of the at-bats that were put together?
I mean, it just speaks to our resilience. You know, it's going to carry us a long way in this game, this season. So, you know, it's a tough one to drop, but we fought. You know, bullpen play, you know, pitched great and played great defense, and, you know, we kept fighting at the plate. So, you know, we'll come out and even up this series tomorrow.
You might have already answered, but just talk about your night. What?
I just, you know, had a bad inning. Could have been better with two strikes. Needed to be better with two strikes, and just got away from me there a little bit.
You had two starts like this last year, exactly, like 7 runs, 8 hits, and like 3 innings or something. The next start after that, you gave up 1 run at both the next starts. What is this, an easy fix like that, or is this
it's an easy fix? You know, some balls didn't go my way, I didn't make pitches when I needed to. You know, it's I just kind of came out of my delivery a little bit, and you know, I needed to make bigger pitches when I, you know, that in the third inning there, when it called for it. You know, I know what I need to do, and I'm gonna make the adjustments, and you know, really excited for the next one.
A bright spot for the Tigers on an otherwise dismal night for the pitching staff, the performance of reliever Chad Bell, who turned in 4 scoreless innings to help spark the Tigers' comeback effort.
I mean, it was during the, you know, whole game, obviously, it was great seeing you see this lineup, and obviously me getting in there at the time I did, my goal was just to try to keep it as close as possible, and you get those guys, you know, rolling the lineup over, you know that they're gonna fight back and put up some runs. So I was just going out there to give them a chance to win. You know, we had a couple opportunities where we thought we, you know, had it and didn't, and that's baseball. And but we'll be back at it tomorrow.
You talked about the mentality of trying to just keep it right there, the deficit where it was. How did you actually go out there and do it?
I made some big pitches when I needed to. I fell behind a little more than I'd liked, but my changeup was working really well for me. I was able to throw it behind in the count, and even with 2 strikes, full counts, certain times like that, and got some big outs with the changeup. A couple of really, really great plays behind me. I mean, Iggy made that play in the hole, and you know, Nick made the play on that line drive, and you definitely, you know, that helps out a lot. But mainly that right there.
Matt was talking about you. Did you come up with a slider, a harder slider that you hadn't shown much? Against left-handers, I guess it would be, right?
Yeah. I've been working on it. I've kind of messed around with it a lot in the past, cutter, slider kind of pitch, and been throwing it a lot in flat grounds and stuff, and talking to other guys, you know, on our staff that throw one too, and trying to get some pointers from them and seeing how they do stuff, and a couple of things that they said really, really felt good to me, and this was the first game I threw it in. Like I said, I've thrown one in the past, but this is the first game this year that I've thrown it in. So first time off the mound, but it felt good. I was through a few good ones, through a few really bad ones, but I think it's something that if I keep working on, you know, it can be a good pitch, especially to lefties, like you said.
Obviously, you guys want to win the game, but like you personally, to hold that lineup to how you did, I mean, it was pretty upsetting. You said how great of a hitter. What does that do for you confidence-wise? I mean, just overall. I mean, you were in line for the win probably.
Like I said, it definitely feels good. They got a really good lineup. I mean, some, you know, really big power guys and guys that can do a lot of damage. And being able to throw those off-speed pitches for strikes was key. And, I mean, they definitely hit some balls hard, one right off my back. The other one right off my glove. And that's part of it. You're gonna give up some hits that are soft, and you're gonna get some outs that are hit hard, and that's part of the game. But defense was, like I said, defense was really good, and just able to change speeds with them.
What was the feeling like when you walked off the mound and the fans gave you that ovation?
I mean, it was great. It was great, you know. But in the end, that's what I'm here to do. If I come in that position, I'm here to get people out as long as I can, and like I said, hold them right there so our lineup can come do what they did and fight back.
Starting on pitches for you tonight, obviously you've been a starter and a reliever. How long does that take to kind of get your arm feeling right again to be able to go on the mound?
I mean, we'll see. I come in and take care of all my, you know, all my arm care, and, you know, stuff like that, get workouts in, and hopefully, you know, shouldn't be more than a couple of days. Should be, we throw bullpens down there after starts, you know, in 2 days, so should be similar to that.
Michael Fulmer takes the mound on Wednesday as he battles Ubaldo Jimenez.